WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So maybe you're going to Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity tomorrow, or maybe you're trying to figure out what to make of it. Look at the newspaper and web stories about it today. From the Philadelphia Inquirer, rally organized in jest, drawing a serious crowd. From DMV Daily, liberal groups co-opting moderate event. From the Christian Science Monitor, Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity goes global, sparking events all the way to Mount Everest. The Monitor also has articles headlined, Why Oprah Winfrey is Sending Jon Stewart Fans to His Rally, and Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart Rally, Might TV Duo Affect Election 2010. So is this a get-out-the-vote campaign, a comedy and satire show that's gotten bigger than its britches, a mixed message with its new title, The Rally to Restore Sanity and or Fear, or what? Here is Arianna Huffington on our show this week, taking it very seriously as she is sending buses of New Yorkers.
We are taking it very seriously. We are seeing it the way Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are seeing it, as completely nonpartisan, completely not endorsing one political party or another or one candidate or another, but endorsing sanity, literally endorsing rationality, the possibility of disagreeing with people and still not demonizing them, disagreeing with people without assuming they're Hitler or communists or taking the country down to perdition.
Arianna Huffington here on Wednesday. And here was Jon Stewart interviewing President Obama Wednesday night, being more serious than funny.
You ran with such, if I may, audacity. You know, so much of what you said was great leaders lead in a time of opportunity. Right. We're the ones we're looking for. Yet legislatively, it has felt timid at times, that I'm not even sure at times what you want out of a health care bill.
And this is, John, I love your show,
very kind of you.
Yeah. But this is something where, I have a profound disagreement with right. you, and I don't want to lump you in with a lot of other pundits. But this notion that health care was timid, you've got 30 million people who are going to get health insurance as a consequence of this.
So if you are going to the Stewart Colbert event, call us up right now and tell us, why are you going? What do you think it will mean? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Open thread on our website, open phones right now. If you're going down there tomorrow, call us and say what the rally for sanity and or fear means to you. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. That's our on-air line, not our pledge line. And to help take your calls, New York Times media watcher David Carr. Hi, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And from what you can tell, how much are they serious? How much are they kidding?
You know, it's always tough to tell with those guys. I think Stephen Colbert has a pretty easy job comparatively. He can show up, do his shtick. But I think people will show up expecting, given the setting and sort of some of the semiotics of the situation, for Jon Stewart to say something serious and important.
And how much do you think the stars see it differently from the crowd that's coming?
Well, we're very much on new ground. I don't think there really is a precedent for, having, satire on, the mall. It's satire as a kind of part of the civic debate right in the nation's capital. And you know, maybe they'll thread the needle. How will we know whether they succeeded tonight, on Saturday? On Sunday, are we going to wake up and feel just a little bit more sane, just a little bit more willing to hear the other side? It's sort of tough to measure.
Yeah, and of course it is. It is tomorrow, Saturday. The lineup of performers is emerging into public view. It's The Roots, Sheryl Crow, Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and Mavis Staples. There will also be one warm-up comedian, according to the schedule that's been published, not yet named, and Stewart and Colbert each make several appearances. Does the lineup tell you anything? I mean, there are no political speeches by politicians. I wouldn't have expected politicians, but there are no sort of political philosophers. It looks like it's, you know, it's music and the two of them.
Well, the music, the people who are, you know, doing the musical performance are all well known with being associated with progressive causes, and I think Mr. Stewart has not hidden the fact, including with his interview with the president, that he dresses or leans left. I guess it's, there's not going to be an overt political aspect to it, but let's remember the midterm elections are 3 days from now, and so the date was chosen, I think, with some precision in that regard. So,
you mean as a get out the vote rally by another name?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a tough needle to thread because they're to show up and they're to chant and yell about there being less chanting and yelling. I mean, it's going to be a hard one to pull off if you ask me. It should be funny, though.
If it's not funny, then they'll have to face their reviewers on Sunday morning. Alex in Westchester, you're on WNYC. You going tomorrow?
Yes, I am, and I'm taking my two teenage daughters. We discuss politics all the time, and I just want them to see that there's a little bit more to being a citizen in a democracy than voting every year or two.
By going to a comedy show?
Well, I think it's a little more than that. I think that if you take it juxtaposed to the Glenn Beck rally, it's going to be hopefully a showing of people who are a little more sane and a little less angry, and maybe take their being a citizen and take their government a little more seriously.
Are you looking for Stewart himself to say something fairly serious? Or are you looking for him to do it, or if he does it through satirical yucks, will that be enough for you?
That might not be enough for me, but I'm in my 50s. I think that if he does get a message across, and if that's the way he can get it across for younger people, and that begins to make them think, then I think that's okay. I imagine they'll get a little more serious as they get older, too.
Thank you very much for your call. Lee in Monmouth County, you're on WNYC. Hey, Lee.
Hello, hi.
So you're going tomorrow?
Yes, my husband and I are both going.
How are you getting there?
We are actually taking Huntington bus. We are going to drive to New York City, and then we are going to take on their bus.
The Huntington bus, all right. And what do you hope to get out of it? What do you hope to see?
No, actually, I'd like to add my body and voice to this urgent message that we need to deal with our nation's problems like adults rather than resorting to demagoguery and propaganda. There is way too much of extreme language and words that are bandied about, and it is making the national politics more of a joke. And I think it's time for us to all wise up.
Is it more one side or the other for you? Is it, God, those Republicans are so coarse in their language, we have to stop that whole sort of Fox News thing? Or do you see it as to both sides?
Well, actually, you know, to be honest, I'm on the liberal side of the political, you know, spectrum. But at the same time, I have colleagues and friends who hold a very conservative view. And as long as we can deal with it like adults, using adult language without demonizing the other party, I think we are onto something. But at the same time, recently, the kind of languages that people are using, Hitlers and communists and Nazis and whatnot, that is definitely very unhealthy. And I think this just cannot go on.
What do you think?
I used to just write a check you know, to express my political opinion.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, this is the first rally I'm going to, actually. I've always been busy doing something. But I think at one point, instead of just writing the check, I need to be there in person, just add a body mass
Lee,
to the message.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Good luck in the trip. And David Carr from the New York Times. I mean, there it is. Here's somebody who used to just write political checks, and this is the rally that's moving her to an earnest showing of physical support.
Yeah, it may pull some people off the line, and people who've spent, you know, many nights looking at their television at 11 o'clock at night are now going to take that. And for Mr. Stewart, it's the same thing. He's taking what had been television might and projecting it into the real world. I wonder, it's going to be interesting to watch because it puts him out there for inspection. You know, he's going to be sort of fed into the media wood chipper, and people will have to, you know, people will estimate his crowd. Did he beat back? It puts him on a new sort of terrain, I think.
And Stewart himself hasn't been saying much explicitly on the show this week about what he hopes to do in any earnest way at the rally. Here's a clip from Wednesday night with Jason Jones and John Oliver on a road trip en route to the rally.
And as we approached our nation's capital, having crossed the country with absolutely nothing to show for it, we decided to give them one last chance to redeem themselves with a vitriolic rant for the cameras.
We all want a little bit different things, but we all love our country.
You shouldn't mistake moderation for weakness.
I'm very proud to be an American. I'm very proud to be a citizen of this country.
All right. So they are continuing to mock it and mock it and mock it, mocking their own thing, which is what they do so brilliantly. And we'll see how that converts to anything else, if it does or if it needs to tomorrow. You know, David, Stewart himself, I mean, this started as two separate events, a kind of earnest John Stewart rally for civility in public discourse, just the kind of thing we heard from our last caller, and a sharper-tongued, I think, Colbert march to keep fear alive, mocking what he sees as the Republican tactic of fear-mongering. But then it got combined into this one rally to restore sanity and or fear. And I wonder if that dilutes it a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little bit of a problem because the message is not really an acute one to start with, and now it's been muddled a little bit more. But you know what? He's mostly going to be singing to the choir, both at the mall and on television. So they will follow him pretty much wherever he wants to go.
So
and the crowd will
follow. There will be no Colbert march. I mean, I actually was under the impression for a while that there would be an actual march with Colbert as a fear-mongering, fake right-wing talk show host in the front.
I think Colbert's job is all week long on both The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, Washington has been a running character as a vile, evil, terrible place. And that's super funny, but it doesn't really say how to fix broken politics.
Sophie and Astoria, you going down?
Definitely going down.
Because?
Because it's, I think, frankly, it's pretty political. I mean, I think it's, look, this is my personal belief, but I think that they have to say that it's not political, but I think it's pretty apparent that John Stewart supports the president, and I think a lot of us actually support the president, think he's done an amazing job in a short amount of time, and it's important to show support. And we're also against the Tea Party, so I think it's a way to demonstrate that, and we're going to bring down signs saying against insanity, and New Yorkers drink coffee anyway.
Thank you. Josette. In Connecticut, in Newtown, you're on WNYC. You going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going. My husband and I are driving down. We'll drive down tonight. And we'll meet my son there tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Hoping for?
I'm hoping for a lot of fun, first of all. But I believe it's a political event. I'm way behind Stephen Colbert. I think there's way too much fear out there. And I think there's fear on both sides, though. I disagree. I don't think it's just on the right that's doing some fear mongering.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard fear on the left, especially during the last presidency. And I think, you know, the Bush presidency. And I think it's all getting way out of control.
Thanks for calling, and good luck down there. And You know, David, the Philadelphia Inquirer quotes one guy planning to attend who maybe says it all. Coleman Byrne of Broomall, Pennsylvania, who says he's taking his 12-year-old son, quote, to share with him the long historical tradition of the jester pointing out the foibles of the powerful and to encourage a healthy cynicism and questioning attitude about everything he sees and reads. So, yes, it's unprecedented in a way, but also in a way it's the latest iteration of the historical tradition of the jester pointing out the foibles of the powerful, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes it takes the goof coming in from off stage who's not in the middle of the political debate to point out exactly what's underway, and I couldn't have said it any better than that guy.
David Carr from the New York Times, media critic. We'll see what you're writing in Monday's paper on the media pages of the business section. Thanks a lot.
A pleasure.
And we will take calls on Monday, folks, from any of you who did go to the rally to see what it actually was for you. We'll also talk about it later in political context with political reporter John Heilman coming up this morning, so stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.